I was sitting in my chair, you know, and I was reading the newspaper, which had just come, you know, and I felt a bit sort of old throat, you know. And I thought, well, it's funny. I took my specs off, you know, put them on the table, well, just sit quiet for a minute and pass off, you know. And, but next thing I knew was that I was sitting there, but I wasn't there. I wasn't. I was sort of standing, so it seemed to me, standing by the chair, looking at myself. There was a newspaper on the table, and my glasses, and I was sitting on. Very strange, you know. I couldn't make any tail of this at all. And then I was conscious of the fact that there was someone knocking at the door. Don't know how. It was funny that I was standing there, sort of looking at myself, sitting in the chair, and yet it was as if I could hear this knocking at the door. And at the same time, almost in a minute, a second, I was able to see who was knocking at the door. You know, I was still standing in the room. And it was my sister. And she lived a few doors down the road, you know. I thought, oh dear, what am I going to do? I can't open the door. I don't think. In any case, it's, you know, I was in a proper sort of panic. Anyway, this knocking went on. And I was sort of getting all flustered, you know, thinking I was sort of dreaming or something, and I was hoping I'd wake up and go and open the door to my sister, but nothing happened. And then I could see her going down the path. She was looking proper upset and agitated. And I thought, well, I don't know, what do I do, you know? And anyway, what must have been only a few minutes, she came back with a policeman. Oh dear, what's she going to face a policeman for? And it suddenly dawned on me, of course, she couldn't get in. Perhaps she was upset or worried about me. And yet I thought, well, something I can do about it. So I sort of just stood there beside myself. Sounds silly when you say that. So well, she comes in and sees me stumped in that chair like that, she'll get quite afraid. I was trying to wake myself up, you see, so I shook myself like mad, you see. And the thing happened, and I could see I was in a proper state, you know. I thought, what am I going to do? This is most peculiar. Anyway, eventually, the policeman got into the window. And he came into the room, and I recognised him. I've seen him many a time on a beach. It was, well, time before I could understand what was going on. Anyway, he shook me. I thought I was asleep. Steve's absolutely nothing. And he happened to me, and he realised I was standing. He opened the door, of course. My sister came in. She was in a proper state, I tell you. Of course, that was all I had left with my sister at that time, married. And so, anyway, I worked for the doctor, of course. Old Dr. Foskett, he came, you know, he was no bloody good anyway. I mean, he couldn't do anything for me. I mean, it was obviously, I realised myself that I'd had it. And I was trying to sort of calm down my sister. She didn't take notice of me. I went and stood and took her, sort of put my hand on her shoulder and tried to tell her I was all right. It was not me that was there. I was standing beside her, and she obviously didn't seem to cotton on at all the fact that it was me at all. And she just sat there and proper state she was in. Anyway, and then the doctor, he went, and then they came and they took the body away, you see, stuffed something down like a little sack of potatoes, and I thought, I'm not going after that, I'm going to stay here in my home, I might as well sit down in my chair, that's empty. So I sat down there and tried to think it all out. Anyway, my sister by this time, she'd gone off, and I was about to answer again. And all of a sudden, it was just as if the fireplace disappeared, so the way I can put it. And there, in where the fireplace was, it was as if the moment disappeared, and I could see beautiful green fields, trees, and a little sort of, well, I can say it was a river, it was more like a little brook. And I could see something, I personally know what it was, coming up towards me in the distance, and I made it out. It was a figure. It was my mother. Dear, dear. She looked all what I'd seen her in the picture, which I still got in the room hanging up on the wall. As a matter of fact, my mother, when she was first married, she came right up what was the fireplace towards me, and she was smiling all over her face, and she was as happy as a sad boy. She says, come on, she says, you don't want to stay here. She says, if you sit in here, no one's going to take any notice of you. Maybe won't realize, you know, you have to come and be with me. She says, I says, well, I don't understand. She says, you know, it's all over now. You know, you're